Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. Ron Gibson, thank you for posting every day on the Ron Gibson BitChute channel, USA Prepares. And Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really, really well. Yeah, I was looking at the class syllabus today. And ancient cultures and Fauci and what has been discovered about Dr. Fauci and his shenanigans and how he misled and lied to us about the origins of COVID and how he was experimenting with, his group was experimenting with diseases here in the United States of America, specifically Montana, and housing, the housing crisis in Australia. Gwyneth, you want to start with the housing? What's happening?
Yeah. What if we start with the housing thing?
Yeah, let's do that.
Because that's something, I don't know if this is going on in the United States or not, but it's definitely going on here in Australia. You know, that all over the world, there's a massive homelessness crisis. I think that everybody is aware of that. There just don't seem to be enough houses to go around. Well, in Australia, what's been happening has been the government has we've got something like a HUD system here in Australia, like Section 8 housing, which is called Housing Commission. Okay, and every state has its own Housing Commission. And so you can get, you can go into the Housing Commission if you're a poor person and you're desperate, and then you get, your name gets put on a list, and then, you know, however long later, then the government contacts you and says, we've got a house for you. And you would think that the government would be as desperate as possible to get as many people as possible into houses. Well, that's not quite how it works. Because there's a whole suburb in Sydney and in Melbourne where almost every house is a Housing Commission house. That in itself, it leads to an area being a poor area, but that's not necessarily a problem. I mean, you've got to put the poor people somewhere, right? But what is a problem is the government has been deliberately evicting people for no real reason and then leaving the houses empty. And the houses get, you know, they have squatters move into them. They have druggies and, you know, criminal types and vandals and all the rest of it. They rip the walls off. They threw drug needles all over the floor. They, you know, don't know how to use a toilet. They just strew everything everywhere. And then after a while, and they generally wreck the place. They break windows. They light fires in places other than fireplaces. And they generally ruin the house. And then the government, after a year or two of this, they come along and they say, well, this house is demolished and we've decided. I'm sorry, this house is ruined now. Well, we've decided that it's going to be cheaper and easier to demolish it than try to fix it. So they send in the bulldozers. And they bulldoze the house so that the former lot is now an empty lot. And that the former house next to it's an empty lot, and pretty soon the whole street is full of empty lots where there used to be houses, and the suburb is just streets with empty lots all over them. And this is in the middle of a housing crisis. This is in the middle of a time when people are waiting 10 and 15 years on the Housing Commission waiting list for a house. This is absolutely disgusting. You know, rental prices are through the roof, and the government insists on continuing to import people from the worst bottom-of-the-barrel places on the whole planet. And there's another round I just learnt today, ready to ramp up, because the Israeli intelligence services have it's been leaked to the press. Specifically, my source here is Paul Joseph Watson, if anybody wants to sort of follow this up. And he has his sources. Some of them are in the Hebrew press, some of them, Hebrew language press, that is. Some of them are in the English Israeli press, because English is, of course, a widely spoken language in Israel as well. And they have published in the Hebrew language and English language press in Israel that the Israeli government's going to get about 2 million Palestinians, and they're going from Gaza and other parts of the Palestinian occupied territories, as they call them, and they're going to export them all over the world. They're going to export them to America. They're going to export them to Australia. They're going to export them to New Zealand. They're going to export them to Europe. They're going to export them to Canada. They're going to put them everywhere, in the most incompatible places, at a time when we can't even house our own people. We can't even have jobs, in quotation marks, for our own people. We have massive, massive inflation problems. We can't feed all of our own people. And they want to introduce bottom-of-the-barrel people from not only Gaza, but from all over the world, all sorts of third-world hellholes. This is not acceptable. Let's get our own population looked after first. Let's have the Australian pop. Let's stop bulldozing Housing Commission houses. If a Housing Commission house gets wrecked, what used to happen was the government used to call in the painters and decorators, and they used to fix it, and then they used to rent it out to the next person, because that was my husband's job. When he was alive, when he was living in Glasgow, they used to call it council housing. Same thing. He used to fix up council houses. And he had some amazing stories to tell. He had people keeping hundreds of chickens in a council flat that's the size of a horse stable. Maybe 150 square feet. Council flat. And they would have hundreds and hundreds of chickens in the council flat. flat. They were operating an egg business in their council flat. There was another guy, he had thousands of budgerigars, parakeets. In his council, he was breeding parakeets in his council flat, thousands of them. You know, and there was another guy, he filled his bathtub up with petrol, gasoline. And then, you know, and then he was sitting on the toilet, but the toilet was right next to the bathtub. And he was an old fella, and he was smoking right next to the bathtub, which was full of gasoline. And the gasoline exploded. Somehow he survived, but his flat was blown to smithereens and completely black. Just imagine a whole bathtub full of gasoline and a cigarette butt added to it. And they used to fix these council flats up so good. Within just a day or two, so you'd never know anything had happened, except for when the new people moved in and all the neighbours had informed them that, oh, yeah, you live in that place where the flat exploded. You live in that place where the guy had the chicken farm, and the new tenant would be like, what? What chicken farm? Yeah, your flat used to be the local chicken farm. We all used to get our eggs from there. What, you mean you're not getting chickens? Oh. And this is how things used to be. Not anymore. Council flat, council house gets ruined these days. Housing Commission, HUD, Section 8 house gets ruined these days. I don't know what it's like in Australia, in America, but in Australia, they bulldoze it. And they do not build a new one in its place. Is that disgusting or what, Vincent?
I'm trying to figure out if you're talking about the United States or Australia. Because the same thing's happening here. It really
is.
It's
the same thing happening in America.
You know, I used to be a landlord for, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes. And I rented some properties that Mrs. Finelli and I bought back in the 1980s to people in the city. And I'm talking about single-family row houses. Some people call them townhouses. And I would call them a townhouse. And I came from a landlord, you know, a guy who would buy a house, fix it up, put a new heating system in, new plumbing, rip out the kitchen, you know, destroyed kitchen cabinets and put in new kitchen cabinets and put in carpeting, wall-to-wall carpeting. And repaint and put a new roof on, those kind of things. Repair the walls. And within, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes, the townhouse would start to be destroyed as soon as I put a tenant in there. And it was the friends that the tenants had. And the friends would have no consideration that for closing the screen door, the storm door. And they would leave it open. It would flap in the breeze and the wind would break it. If a friend wanted to come in and no one answered the door, they just break the window in the front door or the side window on the porch. One of them was burned down, made the front page of the newspaper. You know, as a fireman was throwing a mattress out of the second story window, it was our place. So I was a slumlord, but it didn't start out that way. Our tenants made us that way. It destroyed
my property. I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, and so back around 1980, Bert called me up and said, "Hey, Vinny, what are you doing?" I said, "I don't know. What are you doing?" He said, "Hey, I don't know. What are you doing?" I said, "I don't know. What are you doing?" He said, "Do you want to start a company?" And I said, "Doing what?" He said, "Satellite communications." I said, "Okay." So Mrs. Finelli and I decided to quit our jobs and move out to California. But I wasn't sure if I'd like it. So I put up our house for rent. And it was a two-story, all-brick colonial. It's a large house. It had four bedrooms. And front to back center hall. It was a really, really nice house. And so I left it in the hands of a realtor to find a tenant and manage the property while we were 3,000 miles away. And I came back to visit it. And realtors don't do a good job of managing properties. That's for sure, generally speaking. And I inspected the property, and the walls were black on the inside. It had a fireplace in the basement, you know, a stone fireplace in the basement, and it had a really nice formal fireplace like you'd see in England in the living room. It had white walls and a light, light green wool carpeting. It's exquisite, and that's the way we bought the house. And it had walnut floors, a really, really nice house. And when I came back to inspect it, the walls were sooty in the basement and throughout the house. And what happened was the tenants decided they have a nice cozy fire in the fireplace, but they had no idea that you're supposed to turn that knob, that brass knob on the front by the mantle to open the damper. So they started a fire and smoked the whole house out. And there was a washer and a dryer in the basement. and the utility side of the basement, the rest of the basement was finished. And they had, this house was built in 1945. It was a model house. It had all the features that were available in 1945. It was exquisite. And so we fixed it up. It, you know, it wasn't perfect when we bought it. It wasn't like, you know, these California homes that an actor or an actress would have. We fixed it up and put a lot of effort into it and made it really nice. And so they used the dryer in the basement. And, of course, the dryer has an electric clothes dryer. It has a lint filter, and they had no idea what that was for. And so the lint built up, and it clogged up the air intake for the oil burner. The oil burner backfired and soot all over the basement. So here's and what were they? Well, she was a teacher and he was a principal. Okay? So these are people who you would think would have some education, had no clue of how to live in a house and maintain a house. And they were in the business of, through ignorance, neglect, carelessness, were in the business of destroying it. So I had to get them out of there. So I had to sue them. They wouldn't leave. And they were destroying it by, you know, more by the second. So what Gwyneth is talking about is, you know, we assume that and take for granted that people know what we know, and that's not necessarily true. So our house was literally damaged, and when I sued them for eviction, they countersued me for damages. They damaged our house.
Oh,
this is like... Yeah, this is just like today.
Really?
You know, when the criminal thinks he's the victim. I mean, this is just like today. And so ultimately, their attorney met with me just before we were told to go into the courtroom, and he said, you know, why don't we settle? And he said, so, you know, just pay me $500 and we'll let this go. And my response was, are you kidding? $500 and we'll let this go? I can't have this much fun for $40. Because that's what the court costs were back then. And I told him that I would eviscerate them in court. And I had this box with me. It's a cardboard box, roughly 2 feet by 2 feet. By 2 feet, a cube. And he said, what's in the box? And I said, the evidence. So what evidence? I said, the evidence of why you are your tenant or your client will be evicted. And we will win this case. He said, well, let me see it. I said, okay. He said, are you going to open the box? And I said, sure. So you're going to open the box now? I said, oh, no. No, I'm going to open it when we're in court. When I unveil the evidence. That's when I'll open it. And so he decided that he would settle and they would vacate immediately. So I paid him nothing and got rid of our tenant.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Protesters interrupted Congress yesterday while lawmakers were discussing giving large amounts of your money to fund the wars in Europe and the Middle East. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was interrupted several times during the opening statement by yelling demonstrators. Blinken testified before the Senate Appropriations Committee in support of the Biden administration wanting to spend $105 billion for the support. The number of deaths and people missing in Mexico after Hurricane Otis is roughly 100. The storm hit Acapulco last week as a Category 5 storm, The governor of Guerrero State said yesterday that at least 45 people were killed and 47 remain missing. The National Hurricane Center said Hurricane Otis intensified rapidly, with winds increasing by 115 miles an hour in a single day before it hit Mexico. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I just told you a short story, and we teach by case studies here at USA Prepares. We teach by econometrics as well, but case studies are apropos to radio classes. And in that short story, there were many, many lessons. And I'm just going to recap or recapitulate those lessons. So you begin to think through what we teach here at USA Prepares and parse and dissect what we say to get many of the points that might have been missed. So in that, by the way, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything that anyone here at USA Prepares says. Don't believe anything that you see, hear, or read in any media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. So some of those lessons are, if you suspect there's a problem with a rental, begin suit to evict immediately. Don't wait and wait and wait, because what happens is, I'll get paid next month, and, you know, I'll pay you the money I owe you, that kind of thing. That drags on for months and months and months, and pretty soon it takes a year to evict a person. So begin the suit immediately. You can always settle the suit. And it might cost you $40 to begin the suit, so begin it immediately. $40 is nothing in the scheme of things. Next, don't trust realtors to manage your rental properties. Manage them yourself. Okay? Because realtors are like most other people, lazy. Okay? Not all realtors. I know one that's really good, but many realtors are lazy. Actually, I know a few that are really good. But in what I see for the most part is they're pretty lazy. And inspect your property regularly and have that in the lease. Say that you have the right to inspect the property at any time within 24 hours written notice. Okay? That's in the lease. You add that in the lease. Okay? Next is don't expect your tenants to have the same skills and honesty and integrity that you have, because they probably don't. So you might wonder, they're tenants. Well, why are they tenants? How come they don't own? Are they terrible money managers? Are there some things in their past that have really messed up their lives? Why don't they own property? Okay. Now, it's getting harder and harder to own properties, no question about it. So those are just questions you might want to ask. Don't trust lawyers. Don't trust lawyers. I hired a lawyer to evict a tenant. And I was waiting outside the courthouse, in the lobby, waiting to go into the courtroom itself. And this guy ran up to me and he said, "Are you Mr. Finelli?" He's out of breath. And I said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm so-and-so, I'm your attorney." I said, "Wait a minute, I didn't hire you." He said, "Well, yeah, the attorney you did hire assigned this case to me." I said, "Oh, okay. So are you up to speed?" He said, "I've got the folder right here." I said, "Have you read it?" He said, "I'm reading it right now." I said, "You're fired." Okay. So was I going to allow someone to work with me who had no idea and was going to figure out what he was going to do on the way into the courtroom? I fired many attorneys. It's real easy. You're fired. And it's because they don't care. Who do they work for? They're like politicians. They work for themselves. They are not on your side. That's my belief. And I don't believe judges are impartial. I don't believe politicians work for anyone but themselves. And I don't believe attorneys are honest. I'm related to one. I'm related to one who I haven't talked to in 30 years because he did something that was dishonest to my family. And he can't fix it. He cannot fix it. It's too late to fix it. So I have nothing to do with him. And anyway, those are my thoughts about the story, the case study, the scenario, the story that I told you. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, regarding just on a side rabbit trail here, regarding the topic of lawyers and court cases, I've had numerous people over the years try and inflict lawfare on me, thinking that they would break me. They were sorely disappointed because they figured I would have to hire lawyers and all the rest of it. And but I didn't need to hire lawyers because I know the law. I'm not a lawyer, but I know the law. And I know how to conduct myself in a court case. And I self-represent. And I don't think I've ever lost a case. That probably doesn't surprise anybody who's been listening to the broadcast for a while. But in real life, I'm tall, I'm thin, I'm kind of gangly sometimes. And, and you know, I've lived in poverty for a lot of years, and my dental health is not the best as a result of that. I've just never had the money to get my teeth fixed. So people look at me when they meet me on the street, and they make a bunch of assumptions about me, and they're just not true. They think that a lot of people around in this area think that I'm the crazy lady up in the forest who, you know, who doesn't know anything about anything and who we can walk all over. But they have learned over the 10 years since I've been here that that ain't necessarily so. So you, as a matter of survival, need to learn how to represent yourself in court. That is something that everybody needs to know how to do. And you need to know the basics of common law, British common law, which is the basis of American common law. And if you have an understanding of British common law, which is the same as American common law, then you can walk into the courtroom and you can stand up for your rights. Because you can say, I have these rights under British common law to fend for myself, to not have trespassers on my land, to defend myself if needs be by force of arms. I'm not here to be walked over. I am here to peacefully live my life, but I have the right to defend myself legally. I have the right to defend myself physically. That right has been given to me by God, and there's no human being on the face of God's earth that can take that away from me or that will take that away from me, because I'm not going to be anybody's slave. And if you have that attitude when somebody tries to conduct lawfare against you, then it will work out, and you will still have to learn how to write up a defense. You'll have to learn how to write an affidavit and things like cease and desist letters and this sort of thing, and damages claims. But there's a, you can go on the internet. You've got YouTube. There's YouTube videos on how to write a damages claim, on how to write an affidavit, on how to file an affidavit, on how to, you know, write up a cease and desist letter, what you need to do, how to behave in front of a judge, how to behave in front of a cop, how not to behave in front of a judge or a cop, yeah? How to determine if the guy sitting in the seat wearing the robe claiming to be a judge actually is a judge. And that is the first thing that I determine when I'm in the courtroom. And guess where my court case generally gets put? In the day's proceedings, when it comes to Gwyneth's day to be in a court of law. Am I at the front of the queue or am I at the back of the queue? What do you think?
Oh, I think you're at the back of the queue because you're a pain in the neck.
You're absolutely right. I'm their last case because they all know me.
And they don't want anyone else in the audience. They want everybody out of the courtroom so they don't see the tactics and the strategies and the things that you do. They don't want other people catching on. So you're the last one.
They don't want witnesses to their corruption and fraud.
Right.
Yeah. But if everybody did this, none of their shenanigans would work, not for 5 seconds. And this is a far more effective tactic than going out and holding a sign in a protest. Live your life. Mm-hmm. Don't harm anyone. Just conduct yourself as you please without harming anybody. And when somebody comes up to you and says, oh, you're in violation of this statute and that that law and all this and that and the other, and we're going to fine you. Say, well, this is going to end up in court because they have the common law right to, well, I have the common law right to privacy. I have the common law right to look after myself as I best see fit. I'm not harming anyone, and I'm not talking to you, other than to say I have the common law right to look after myself in the best manner as I see fit. Get off my land. And if you do that, this is not legal advice, by the way, this is education. And if you do that, they might try and fine you, and it'll end up in court, and you'll say, this man here was trying to harm me. He was trying to stop me from looking after myself. And the judge will look at him, and he'll look at you, and say, I wasn't harming anyone. All I was doing was minding my own business, looking after myself. And that's all you need to say. And there's no law to say that you can't look after yourself. You know, you've got the right to raise food. The right. And that right was given to you by God. You've got the right to gather energy resources, meaning firewood, off your own land or off common land. You have that right, and that right was given to you by God. It's not to cut trees, but fallen wood. Absolutely. You know? You have that right. It's a common law right. And, you know, by that guy trying to say that you're doing that you're breaking some statute, he is prohibiting you from maintaining your bodily needs. And that's wrong. And it'll always be wrong.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris is going to be with us tomorrow, and he has a saying, and that saying is, education is expensive no matter how you get it. And he's absolutely right. And in that line of thinking, I'd like to talk about an education that I spent $40 for 54 years ago. 54 years ago, I paid $40 for an education. And I was a young driver. I had my license. I was on the East Coast, and I was at a green light and at an intersection in a town I'd never been in before. And I was going to pick something up. And there's a green light, traffic, oncoming traffic, you know, one lane coming, one lane going each way. There are no cars coming, green light, I made a left turn. Lights and sirens, I got pulled over by the police. And what happened was, I was advised that I made a left turn in a no-left turn intersection. And I said, there's no sign. There's no indication that you can't make a left turn here. And the cop said, yeah, so there was an accident. Somebody mowed down the sign, and they haven't put it back up yet. So there's no sign that was visible to me or anybody else that you could not make a left turn. So it's common to make a left turn at a traffic light when no opposing traffic is coming in, it's safe. And that's what I was taught by the state. So I decided I wasn't going to have that, and I went to court. And I lost. And the judge said, you're charged with making a left turn and no left turn location, a traffic light. How do you plead? And I said, guilty, but with reason, with an explanation. That was my mistake. I said guilty with no explanation. And the judge took no mercy on me. Yeah. And never would I ever say guilty again. No matter what the condition, I would say not guilty. Kind of like Sam Bankman-Fried. Not guilty. $8 billion fraud, right? Not guilty. Kind of like everybody else. Jeffrey Epstein. Not guilty. Not guilty, right? So, if there's a lesson there, it's I would never plead guilty to anything, okay? And I would say not guilty. I didn't turn left in a no left turn location because it wasn't marked. That's how I would handle it today. I am not guilty of making a no left turn because it was not marked, okay? Rather than, yeah, I did make the turn, and I did make the turn. But it's down to points, fine points of law. So you have to really think through
how you say it.
How you say it. That's exactly right. I, like Bill Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman, which he absolutely positively did, but he redefined the word sex. Right? That's what we're talking about. So, class, be very careful what you say. Be very careful with whom you associate. And this thing in Gaza, we said here at USA Prepares, and don't believe us, we said that this would be contagious. And unfortunately for you in America, your president, who said, quote, "I am a Zionist," end quote. Your president said that, Joe Biden. Look it up. Just go to any search engine and type in Biden, comma, "I am a Zionist," and you will see it. I'm looking at usnews.com, US News and World Report, those guys. I'm looking at that. They are saying, headline, quote, "I am a Zionist," end quote. How Joe Biden's lifelong bond with Israel shapes war policy. Now, here's what he said. Reuters, when Joe Biden met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet during his visit to Israel, the U.S. president assured them, "I don't believe you have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, and I am a Zionist," end quote. That's what he said. Joe Biden said that. And it looks like we are sending troops secretly into Gaza. Now, does that sound like we are entering this war? Does that sound like that? Sure sounds like it to me. Gwyneth, we have David in Illinois on the line. Do you have any comments before David comes on?
No, that's fine. I agree with everything that you're saying. And I think that, like I said, this Gaza's going to be flattened. That's what the Bible prophecy says. And Ashkelon and Ekron. It's going to be a tit-for-tat battle.
And Gwyneth, have you read that? I actually saw the video many, many years ago of saying Joe was talking with some from Jews. And he was, you know, on stage. And he said, hey. And I'm paraphrasing. "Hey, I'm with you guys. I'm a Zionist." That's what he said. That's what I saw. I'm paraphrasing. But
I think they should disown him. Because he's a thoroughly disreputable man. They should disown him.
He gives them a bad name. In many, many ways, he is dishonest. David, we will be with you right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I'd like you to have the microphone. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs and David in Illinois, both USA Prepares instructors.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.